Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Hey, that is the sound of rock cracking, and you've got Doc Holliday right here, and you're listening to Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net, and we're glad to have you because rocks are splitting in this presidential race on the Democratic side, on the Republican side. And guess what? We're going to talk about the second part of the Republican debate and the aftermath of the Republican debate in today's show. But that's not all. The Pope has come to America. We got an exciting little addition we're going to put in the second half of the show with Obama and the Pope talking about religious liberties. Before we get to that, though, I got to take you back. 2 weeks ago, we had a show called The World in Peril. What happens when America leads from behind? And I just cannot let things go without giving you an update on that. So let's do that right now before we get into politics of this presidential election. I've got to tell you, you look around and on that show 2 weeks ago and what has happened since, and you just think, is the media asleep? These aren't large stories. But on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, I'm telling you, they're big stories, and you better pay attention like we are. I just have to say, look, what's going on? We got the refugee migration crisis in Europe. And why don't we have our friends and allies like Saudi Arabia, Kuwait? How many refugees are they taking? Most of these refugees are Muslim. And somehow the Syrian Christians aren't getting out into the migration. They're not getting out. But the Muslims sure are. And the countries in the Middle East, these rich oil companies, countries with so much oil. And for decades, they've been getting filthy rich from the West. And now they won't take the Muslims who are migrating out of the Middle East, flooding into Europe. Well, the migration crisis is just one thing that's going on. What else is going on? Listen, Russia is pouring troops into Syria. They're starting a second base now. And our president is saying, oh, we're concerned what's going on. Of course he's concerned. He was concerned about Crimea. But the concern is over once Russia sucks it into his gut. When the big bear bites a piece of the earth and the West just yawns, so what? So what, says Barack Obama. That's why we did that show 2 weeks ago about America leading from behind. And you better bet your American dollar for what it's worth now that Vladimir Putin is not finished. There are other land grabs he's going to get when the getting's good. I'm telling you. And what about China? As we got our eyes focused on the Middle East, and China is over, and they're still building concrete islands in very strategic military strategic points over in the South Sea, China Sea, and where the trade routes are. They're building concrete islands and putting landing strips on there. And what are we doing? Watching them build. Watching them build. And they send their Navy ships out near the American coast, just checking us out, just probing around, see if they get pushed back. Have they been pushed back? I don't think so. Wow. And speaking of China, I did see, was this good news, that China is going to buy $38 billion of planes from Boeing. Yay, good news, right? Well, when you consider what's going on, to get that deal, Boeing has to build a plant in China, and the aircraft have to be finished in China. So now what does the Obama administration, the National Labor Relations Board, did their best to try to keep Boeing out of South Carolina? And it was a fight to get the Boeing plant to South Carolina, which is a right-to-work state. But was there any fight at all to take American jobs out of America and send them to China to build a Boeing plant in China so that the aircraft can be finished there? How much to finish do they mean? Fly it over there and put in the seats? I don't think so. We'll see, but it's not a good negotiating partner, this administration. Like Donald Trump said, he's never seen such a bad negotiating partner. And why did he say that? Because of Iran, the Iran deal. Am I finished talking about how America leading from behind is hurting our country? No, I'm not finished talking about it, because guess what? After the ink is just barely dried on the Iran deal, now the Ayatollah in Iran is saying, not so fast. We don't like the word that sanctions are suspended. They need to end completely, be gone. And so now he's rewriting the Iran deal that has already been pushed down our throats by the administration. And will they get away with it? Well, they got everything wanted in the deal. I guess they feel like it's the gift that'll keep on giving as long as Barack Obama's the president of the United States. And it will someone stand up? Will someone in the Democratic Party stand up and say, have a backbone? Wow. Well, this show is not about leading from behind. It was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now. So go back in the archives, check out that show. It's gotten worse, friends. It has gotten worse. But that's the end. You go back and listen to that show. We'll keep you posted here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You won't hear everything in the mainstream media, so you have to check back here. We'll tell you stories. But now it's time to get to politics in September. Actually, October is coming up. It's getting closer to the Iowa caucuses, and I got a little song on play for you. See what you can guess what it's about.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get to do. Another one bites the dust.
That's right. Another one bites the dust. That was Queen playing that. Now, what are we talking about? If you've been keeping up, you know Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin. He was one of the top contenders just 3 or 4 months ago. Iowa had him almost on top. And what happened? Another one bites the dust. Hey, I like Scott Walker. And I want to say something about Scott Walker. I admire him that he wanted to run his campaign as he talks. He was not going to run a deficit campaign. He was running out of money. When you look at it, there are probably some people in his team that did not use the money wisely. And, you know, every presidential race is going to have some unique parts. And nobody expected 17 people. Nobody expected Donald Trump. And now it just, they spent so much money. And I respect Scott Walker for saying, I'm going to run my campaign. With running out of money, we're going to stop it here. And he did. And he stepped out. So after the second debate, last week's show was about the second Republican debate. This show is, again, summing up that debate, but really going into what's happened since. And that's the biggest news from the second debate is Scott Walker drops out. And he was considered a rock-hard conservative from a blue state. And you would think that would just tickle a lot of people, and especially the establishment. Just a few weeks ago, people were saying, well, I can live with Scott Walker, the conservatives, and the establishment. He was one that Republicans could agree that we can get along with. And a lot of people thought he would get a lot of energy gravitated his way. He did not. So let's listen to a clip from some of last week's Republican debate, and let me see what you think of this.
Been more combustible in this campaign than the issue of immigration. Mr. Trump, you have called for deporting every undocumented immigrant. Governor Christie has said, quote, there are not enough law enforcement officers, local, county, state, and federal, combined to forcibly deport 11 to 12 million people. Tell Governor Christie how much your plan will cost and how you will get it done.
Correct. First of all, I want to build a wall that works. So important, and it's a big part of it. Second of all, we have a lot of really bad dudes in this country from outside, and I think Chris knows that maybe as well as anybody. They go, if I get elected, first day, they're gone. Gangs all over the place, Chicago, Baltimore, no matter where you look. We have a country based on laws. I will make sure that those laws are adhered to. These are illegal immigrants. I don't think you'd even be asking this question if I didn't run. Because when I ran, and I brought this up at my opening remarks at Trump Tower, I took heat like nobody has taken heat in a long time. And then they found out with the killing of Kate from San Francisco and so many other crimes, they found out that I was right. And many people apologized to me.
Now, this was Donald Trump's high point because he did get ravaged over what he said on immigration. And then it came out the illegal immigrants who happened to murder Kate out in San Francisco. And we have documented many other murders that happened around the country from illegal aliens since then. This is what Trump was bringing out. And rightly so. So, and he got by. He was really hounded by the press and by many in political correctness areas. And he stayed number one, and his poll numbers improved. But now Donald Trump was asked, how much will this cost? Let's see if he answers the question. Go ahead, Mr. Trump.
I don't think you'd even be talking about illegal immigration if it weren't for me. So, we have a country of laws. They're going to go out, and they'll come back if they deserve to come back. If they've had a bad record, if they've been arrested, if they've been in jail, they're never coming back. We're going to have a country again. Right now, we don't have a country, we don't have a border, and we're going to do something about it. And it can be done with proper management, and it can be done with heart.
But Donald Trump said that a wall can be built, and obviously he thinks we can deport 10, 11 million illegal immigrants and let the good ones come back. That's what he just said. Now, he did not say how much it's going to cost. He did not say how he's going to do it. But he said it could be done with heart. Well, after the debate, we know, again, Carly Fiorina did good, and the polls brought her up. She came up in the polls. Donald Trump went down some. Now, nobody knocked Donald Trump out, but they're nibbling on the edges. Can we say that? And I told you in the show last week, Carly Fiorina did good, but she would be swelled up with the press. And I think that is true. I think for the most part, the mainstream media has built Carly Fiorina up. And why? Well, they want to try to bring down Donald Trump, and she had some good answers against Donald Trump. And one of the things that the mainstream media wants is to see who can take down Donald Trump, and they're trying to make Fiorina the Trump killer. Will she do it? We got some more debates to go. We'll see if she can put together a crack team. Maybe she'll get some of Scott Walker's leaders. She doesn't need the financial managers in his campaign, obviously. But I will say this. There's another thing that came up. Ben Carson, after the debate, he made this statement about he didn't think a Muslim should be elected president of the United States. And that's all you heard, but you didn't hear his second part of what he was talking about. It said, a Muslim who is under Sharia law, who believes in Sharia law from the Quran, he says that is not compatible with the United States Constitution. If Sharia law, if you're a Muslim and believe that Sharia law is greater than the Constitution, then how and why would you be elected? Of course, the answer is the American people, if they elect whoever they elect, that's going to be the president. So it does come down to the people. Anybody can run. I think Ted Cruz had the best answer when they asked him. He said, of course, a Muslim can run. There's no religious test to run for office in America. It's in the Constitution. And Ted Cruz says, I'm a constitutionalist. That's the answer. But Ben Carson, for his credit, was not trying to say a Muslim shouldn't run. He didn't say a Muslim couldn't run. He said that America would not be well off with someone who put Sharia law over the U.S. Constitution. And the press just ran away. And again, this is my thoughts on Dr. Ben Carson. I like the man. I've met the man. Now, he does not go toe-to-toe of everything I'd like to see in a presidential candidate. I want to see Ben Carson get some heat from the press, from everybody. How does he handle the heat? Can he be president of the United States? So, yes, Ben Carson needs to be put in a crucible, and he's beginning to get it. Let's see if he can handle it. But I will say this about Ben Carson, that if you look at it, the press, I remember, and you do too, in 2008, the press was so giddy, word is giddy, that about Barack Obama being the first African-American president. And I just think they went soft on him. Ben Carson's not getting that he could be the first African-American Republican president. Is that true? Or could he really be the first African-American president? He had parents, mother and father, who were black, both of them. So does that make him the real first African-American president if he's to get elected? The press is not even saying anything, and I'll tell you why. You heard it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. The press is not saying anything about Ben Carson being the first original all African-American presidential candidate if he was to get elected to be the first real mother, father, African-American with African-American roots that go back to slavery, American president. But the press is not talking about that. And why? Because he loves the Bible. Ben Carson believes in the Bible, loves the Bible, and it drives the press crazy. Can't have someone who has morals, convictions that are based on a Christian, a Judeo-Christian biblical belief. Just the press will not have it. So you don't see them getting all giddy over Dr. Ben Carson, and yet that he's got so much to offer. Hey, listen, we are talking about the presidential politics, and in just a minute, I'm going to play something that's going on in the Democratic side of presidential politics. And before I do that, let me just remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. Great shows there, some other shows, political shows. Hey, Newt Gingrich got a show on WebTalk Radio. Go listen to what Newt is having to say. And I will say this also. This is time. This is the time to get a new book. It's called Bedrock Truths, written by three people. Yours truly, Doc Holliday, Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., and also Alex McFarland. We've put together what we call Bedrock Truths, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now. You've heard many of those principles talked about right here on Rock Splitting Politics. But we've come together. These are friends, and I respect their insight, their experiences. They respect mine. And together we've put out a book that's unlike anything you'll see. But it's 40s presidential election times coming up for 2016. It's important to know how we stand on bedrock truths. American society does. And if we don't get those right, if you don't understand those, then how can we proceed as a nation? Hey, there's a beautiful book cover. Go, you can see it right on the front page, and you can click on that book, and it'll take you to DocHolliday.org. And there you can order the book, find out more about it. But that there's a beautiful picture there of looking as if you were sitting in the lap of Abraham Lincoln at the Lincoln Memorial, standing right there before Lincoln, or sitting right before Lincoln. How are you going to do? You look out through those huge pillars of the Lincoln Memorial, and you look out across the reflecting pool. You see the Washington Monument. You look into the east, and the sun is rising. There's hope for America, not from the Democratic Party, not from Barack Obama, not necessarily from the Republican Party. There's hope for America, for the 8 uncompromising principles for America Now, Bedrock Truths. Go there, order the book, get one for your friends, your neighbors. Hey, it's never too early to get shopping for that Christmas gift, something nobody else can have because the book is new, it's just come out, and it's just for you. Go there, click on, get your new book, and we'll be glad to send one out. Hey, there's free shipping right now, and so we don't know how long that'll last. Free shipping, order your book, go there. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Now, I want to tell you, yes, I got something to play for the Democratic nomination. Something's going on. Before I do, let me remind you, at the end of the show, we're going to be talking about the Pope and President Obama. So be sure to hang on and listen to that. First, let's listen to the head of the Democratic National Committee, the DNC.
And Jeb Bush referred to American children using a vile and disgusting term. We are going to have a debate again right here in New Hampshire in December. I'm ready to debate with you. Just the other day at a campaign event in Rochester, Trump was at it again. One of his supporters in the audience called President Obama a Muslim. My friends, what's more important, drawing a contrast with Republicans or arguing about debates? Let's focus on our mission and the task at hand. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. We have a job to do. Let's focus on our task at hand. We have a presidential candidate.
Well, you can see the frustrations of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC chair. Did you hear? She was trying to speak and bash the Republicans, but all the Democrats were yelling, "We want debates. We want debates." And the Democratic Party is not allowing but 6 debates because they want to make it a coronation of Hillary Clinton. She got everybody she wants in the key positions. And it looks like she's ready to lock this thing up. Is that true or not? Well, it depends on what the FBI is finding in that wiped server. What is it? What's the deal, Hillary? Tell us the truth. Just tell us the truth. Tell us the truth about Benghazi. Should I have 2 years ago. My goodness. Wow. Well, I hope her stock is continuing to go down because I can't trust her. Can you trust her? Can America trust Hillary Clinton? Would we want her to be president of the United States? I sure wouldn't. But as we're talking about the president of the United States, there is a president that we all know because he's our commander-in-chief now, and we look for him to protect our constitutional rights, don't we? Well, this is what he had to say at the White House lawn when the Pope was in town visiting America. And so the new Pope Francis is the first trip to America as Pope, and he spoke, and then Obama spoke first. Let's hear what Barack Obama said, and then I'm going to play you what the Pope said. Then I've got some interesting comments before this show is over. Take a listen.
You remind us that people are only truly free when they can practice their faith freely. Here in the United States, we cherish religious liberty. It was the basis for so much what brought us together. And here in the United States, we cherish our religious liberty, but around the world, at this very moment, children of God, including including Christians, are targeted and even killed because of their faith. Believers are prevented from gathering at their places of worship. The faithful are imprisoned.
Now, when President Obama declared that the faithful are imprisoned, what do you think he's talking about? Kim Davis in Kentucky, the clerk that refused to have her name on a same-sex marriage license and was put in jail? Do you think he was talking about Kim Davis? President Obama, would you clarify who's getting put in prison and why? But got more to add and say, but let's hear what the Pope had to say on the White House lawn.
Respect their deepest concerns and their right to religious liberty. That freedom reminds one of America's most precious possessions. And as my brothers, the United States bishops, have reminded us, all are called to be vigilant, precisely as God's citizens, to preserve and defend that freedom from everything that would threaten or compromise it.
And there you have it. That was the President of the United States talking about how precious religious liberty is for us in America. And there's a Pope, the Pope coming to the White House lawn and defender of religious liberties. Now, isn't it ironic? And the Catholic group, the Little Sisters of the Poor, for the poor, a Catholic group of nuns who are being forced by this Obama administration to go to court, and he's fought against the Little Sisters of the Poor because they don't want to be a part of Obamacare that forces them to have an insurance that provides abortion inducing drugs. And that's just a part they cannot accept. And the administration is fighting the Little Sisters of the Poor. I wish the Pope would mention that. Maybe he did behind closed doors, but that's not the only thing. Guess what? Hobby Lobby. You talk about personal liberty. You talk about religious liberty. Hobby Lobby had to go all the way to the Supreme Court to get their freedom of religion protected from this administration. As we've said before, don't listen to what President Obama says. For 7 years now, almost 7 years, he has told us things, and his actions are completely different. You cannot believe the bully pulpit has become the liar's club. It's the liar's club for this president. I'm not saying the Pope at all was lying. I really think this Pope Francis has got some potential to really help President Obama see some things. Honestly, I think President Obama was using the Pope to advance his leftist ideas. Look at the people that the president had for the Pope's first trip to America, the transgendered, the gay bishop of Episcopalian Church. These are not the people that the Pope would select to say, these are who I want to see. But the president forced his agenda on the Pope. And not only that, about global warming. We can go on and on. And the Pope went along with him. But where was the Pope when he said we need marriage as being one man to one woman? Did he bring that up in private? Maybe he didn't want to embarrass the president. But I'm just saying, when the president talks about religious liberties, you heard him, heard the Pope talk about religious liberties, and this president is the one that is causing the Catholic Church to have to redefine everything from their adoption agencies that are being forced from adoption and finding homes for children because they won't, they will not be a partaker of the same-sex marriage. And it's shutting down Catholic organizations. It's shutting down groups like Little Sisters for the Poor. And it, because they cannot see the government forcing them against their religious liberties. And no other government, no other administration in the history of the United States has done so much as this administration has to curtail and to hinder in, to rein in religious liberties guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States of America. Folks, we're just telling it like it is right here in Rock Splitting Politics, and you can expect more next week as this presidential campaign moves on. As this week carries on out, I'll be getting on the next show some inside information from people I meet. I'm heading to Washington, D.C., and we'll see what kind of scoops we can get and put right here next week on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.